Patrol Mobile.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, this is KO4 NUE.
NUE, good afternoon now.
Am I along for the ride with you today?
Yeah, only as far as the grocery store. That's all the further I gotta go, so. Forgot a few things when I went the other day, so I gotta go back. It's what happens when you get my age, you forget things.
As long as you don't forget who you are, I guess you're good to go, but I'm kind of the same situation. I got about maybe two miles to go, and I'll be at my destination, but I'll stay with you as long as I can. Name is Chad, Chad Hightower, and I'm based out of Campobello. And I got a fuel pod behind me with about 200 gallons of diesel fuel in it, taking it back to the farm.
Hey, Chad, yeah, you and I have talked before on the lower side of Spartanburg. Yeah, I knew where you were. So you went and filled up the diesel thing so you can have something to run the tractor, huh?
I normally keep it on the other property up there in Pickens, but this whole pipeline thing a couple of weeks ago, I just decided I probably need to move it closer to where my truck is so I don't have to deal with that mess again.
KB2H access.
Hey, there's another one. Give it to you in a second. Hey there. Filling that thing up took a chunk of change out of your pocketbook, I'm sure. And I'll get there, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. The wife and I are out here in 6 Mile near Pickens. We're just looking for a nice little place to have lunch or something. Any ideas? I know the other fellow just mentioned Pickens. Go ahead and pick it up. I know we spoke before. KB2HXS.
XS is KO4NUE. Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with that place. I got a place there in Liberty. So what are you looking for?
Nothing in particular. Just a good little place to go eat. You know, maybe some seafood or something.
I'm gonna be able to help you with the seafood there in Liberty. You're kind of limited as to what your choices are. But there's two good Mexican restaurants there in town. And there's a really good hibachi place right there in town. And that's about it, unless you're looking for fast food. Now, if you're looking for things like that, you're going to have to go about 8 miles down the road to Easley. And you can have some better choices there. But, you know, not a whole lot to choose from.
Well, that hibachi sounds pretty good. What's the name of that one, do you know?
For NUE station ID, stand by. Let me think about it for a second.
Okay, go ahead, the other station, go ahead and give them a second to get a couple brain cells fired up. KB2HXS for ID.
Yeah, this is W2T. This is Rusty over here near Spartanburg. Anyway, good afternoon to you. It is a pretty day to get out and go around. You must not have any work getting on you today or give you a day off, so that's always nice. And the weather's not too bad out here. It's warm. It's 85, at least where I am, but that's not bad. And I've been trying to remember your name, and for the life of me, I can't. KB2HXS, go ahead, W2T.
It's okay, Rusty. It's Dave. Yeah, I actually did an install yesterday. We did a conversion from a package unit to a split system, and it was up on the roof, up on the flat roof of this house. So we had a carpenter came out and had to put a doorway in, had to rip all the ductwork in the back. Oh, my God, it was fun. And yesterday was the actual install, and it was an 11-hour day, so I'm a little tired. Yeah, they don't have any work for me today, so I go back in on Friday.
You're not going to be brokenhearted to have a day off, particularly after a day like that. Yeah, and it was humid enough and warm enough yesterday that it was probably miserable since you were putting in an air conditioning unit, which means they didn't have any air. So, that's always interesting to do. and I've got to look for, I want to look for a new system for my house this summer. Haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. I'd like to be able to have where I can put more air in the end of the house where the radio equipment and all is, keep that side cooler, and then something else for the rest of the house, but I don't know, and I'm just trying to figure things out, you know.
KO4NUE, comment.
Oh, go ahead.
So, the name, the address is 209 Hampton Avenue, and the name of it is, stand by, let me get rid of this map page. Mikoshi, M-I-K-O-S-H-I, Mikoshi Japanese. Now, it's not a, you know, they go cook it in front of you. You go sit down and you go up to the counter and order what you want. But it's good food at pretty reasonable price. And they're real nice and air conditioned and all that. But unless you want Mexican, bud, you're going to have to do Arby's or Zaxby's or something like that. But it's right there on 178. Alpha Main Street is right there in town.
Thank you so much. I think that came up on our search, but that's excellent to know. Thank you so much. I'm going to bow out so we can go find a place to eat. And definitely, we don't want fast food. we're not big fast food eaters, you know. But anyway, go ahead, Rusty. Take it 73 and talk to me when you're ready about that. When you're ready for that, KB2HXS. Go ahead, Rusty, and 73 to all.
Yeah, I'll have to get you to send me your phone number, and at some time I'll give you my email address. I don't mind doing that, or my phone number at all. So we're not conducting business on here. Boy, they're over here repairing a section of one lane of road, and they've got half the other lane blocked off. But it's going to be good because they tore it up before. Anyway, Dave, you and your wife have a good lunch, and take care of it. I'll get in touch with you another day. W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Chad. T-Mobile.
I think he left you.
And, well, he may have arrived at where he was going with that pot of diesel. I'd be very careful pulling that around. 200 gallons of diesel fuel. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, Rusty. Yeah, I'll hook up with you either later today or tomorrow or something. I'll be farting around town doing something.
Look at my email address. I'm good on QRZ, and it's got my email address on there. So give me a shout someday, and we'll get together on that. Over.
Okay, good enough. Excellent. Have a great day. W2T, KB2HXS.
All right, Dave, you have a good one, too. I'm about to where I'm going to be. W2T. N4AQ Mobile.
K2RCL. N0TR. Tom Young. K2RCL. Negative on contact with N0TR. I'll be monitoring.
KO4HKX here. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Bad sitting here in the air conditioning right now waiting on everybody to get back from lunch.
That's it. I got all my framing and stuff done, and got all my layout measurements for countertops. Now I'm going to go home and get them drawn up on some paper and get stuff sent over so they can order the countertops. And I guess in another 2 or 3 weeks, they'll be in, and I can finish this thing up. Glad of that. So, I finished this job. It's in air condition right now. It ain't in air condition, so I don't know. I might want this one to stretch out a little bit longer.
Here. Not having air conditioning down here in this heat and humidity is no fun.
Cooled out, for sure. So I checked on the shipping progress on my antenna, and it says it's in transit, but it's going to be delayed. It's crazy. It's coming from Georgia. I ordered it Sunday, and it ain't going to be here until probably next week.
Hey, I don't know what to say because I can't get deliveries either. and I'm ordering stuff, and it's just coming out of Tennessee. Matco's distributor warehouse over at East Coast is over in, over at the other end of Tennessee. I can't remember right now. But anyway, it's over there in Memphis. And can't get stuff in 2 weeks? Crazy.
Now, I ordered some, well, I guess what you consider black iron pipe fittings. That's what we used on the handrails around the outside of that porch. And we're going to use them for countertop supports on the overhang for the bar section to just continue that look inside, and then do the footrest is going to be made out of that stuff too. And I ordered it on Amazon because they got the best prices on it. And it said it was going to be delivered today, but it said it's in Mills River, which to my understanding is in North Carolina, but yet it says it's out for delivery. And I'm like, they going to drive from North Carolina all the way to here? I thought we had a hub here in Greenville.
It's just right out the road from where I live. They're not going to deliver down here. You're going to have a problem there.
From what I was figuring, but it says it's out for delivery, and it's going to be delivered today, and it even gives me a time. I think it said it was going to be delivered between 3:45 and 5:45 this afternoon, so I don't know what they're doing. I talked to one of the drivers the other day, and they said they can't get nobody to drive and deliver. It's just gotten to a point where most of them are working double shifts, and they went to a point now where they're letting people deliver out of their own personal vehicles. They basically sign up for a four-hour block, and depending on how many packages they deliver, depends on how much they get paid. So the more packages they deliver during that block, the more money they make.
Everybody's doing all they can do. We just ain't got no help. I mean, that's all it is. I'm not blaming anybody in particular other than the people that ain't working. And they're the ones causing the problem.
Tell me about it. I mean, the thing of it for me is I don't understand how all these people are surviving without working. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I know I'm on a lower income need because of the way my wife and I plan things out, but I mean, I still have to work some to keep the money coming in to pay the normal bills for power and water and stuff like that. But these people has got cars, they got car payments and house payments and all this. I just don't see how they're surviving if they're not working. I don't understand it. I need to get on that free money program or something.
The way my business is right now, it would have been real easy for me to go get that free money. But I'm just like you. I don't live beyond my means. I was planning for my future, and I can still manage everything with what's going on. And I'm out here working every day, still trying to get it done. And I don't understand it, but you had half the population, U.S. population, that was not working and on unemployment or whatever assistance they're getting, and then you shut it down and you teach another 25-30% that aren't considered essential workers that, hey, I can go milk the system just like everybody else. And now you want them to come back to work after a year and a half? You can forget that.
No doubt. My wife was telling me the other day that they're doing some kind of program for people with kids. She said they're going to get like $250 a week per child or something as part of the stimulus package or something. I don't know all the details to it. You may know more about it than I do, but I was like, are you serious? And they're still giving money out? I mean, there's plenty of jobs out there people can go get.
It's, they're getting, six and under get $300 a month, and 7 to 18 get, $250 if I remember right. But, and then they don't get to take the child credit at the end of the year for their taxes. That's still a no-brainer. I'm going to make more throughout the year.
I don't know what the child tax credit is at the end of the year, but sounds like to me you're going to end up with more money that way than you would if you took the tax credit at the end of the year. So, I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm just going to keep plugging along with what I do and enjoy my life and be happy that I'm in the position I'm in and I can enjoy it.
That's right there with you. But it's hard not to notice all this stuff when I'm walking around and most of these guys are in here working for cash under the table. And then they tell me they're drawing these big old checks and then they can't afford to pay their tool bills. We got a real problem.
No doubt. That is a problem.
Had that happen. Guys standing there bragging about all the money they got. Know they're getting paid under the table. And then come to me and tell me they can't make their $50 a week or $25 a week payment. That don't fly too well.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Got, Russell and Patrick here.
Good afternoon to both of you. I'm just leaving the grocery store here. And, got into things, and now I'm headed back out to the house so I can eventually have lunch. And I got me some good Swiss cheese to go with my good ham I got at home so I can have some good ham and Swiss sandwiches. Make a good afternoon.
Get me hungry. I ain't had lunch yet.
That sounds like a personal problem, you know, and you can solve it just by going somewhere and eating lunch, and it takes care of it. I mean, it's almost 1 o'clock, so, you know, I don't usually eat till 2 or 2:30, maybe even 3 some days, so... when you only eat 2 meals a day, you know, you work it out.
Still on that, which I'm headed to the house, so, got a little while before I'll head home, but I do have me a bologna and cheese sandwich in the lunchbox. That's stopping to eat stuff, too expensive.
That stuff and eat at home, even though I'm a single guy. I'm single in the fact that my wife passed 8-9 years ago, but that's still, you know, and sometimes you fill out forms, they don't have a place for a widower, so. Oh, well, anyway. So, Russ, what you been up to today?
Project over here at Inman I'm working on. I got the bar section framed out and the countertop section framed out for it. Everything's set and ready and got all my measurements laid out for the countertop, so now I'm going to go home and get them drawn up, email them over, and see if I can't get them ordered, and hopefully they'll come in before December, I don't know. They said it'd take about a week to 2 weeks, so hopefully they'll be pretty quick.
The price will be what they quote you when you first ordered it, so, you know, the prices right now have a tendency to go up on everything. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm going to have to say 7-3s to you. I'm going to have to hop out of here and run in and take care of some customers. Russell, good talking to you. Be safe on the way home. Rusty, you take care of going home and enjoy your sandwich. And I'll listen to the road, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s. Enjoy your day and be safe out there.
I double with you, Russ. I said, old Patrick, go ahead and have a good afternoon. And also, anyway, so you, where are you headed now, Russ?
My house over at the outskirt edge of Tigerville.
They're spreading up a lot of dust and dirt in the air where they're working on this road. First they go through and scrape it all down. Then they got two guys going down the road with, like, leaf blowers blowing the dirt and the rocks out of the way so they can then pave it. I don't know whatever happened to the little machines that have the brushes on it that they used to use. I thought they'd have one of those here. At least the highway department should have one of those. Anyway, WU2T Mobile.
U2RCO for ID. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's easier to work harder than it is smarter. Even though that kind of goes against everything we've ever been taught, but I guess it is what it is nowadays.
I feel this is a small enough project that they've got enough equipment out here that they're fixing this up, and they're working on this section of road, and the road has sunk down from where the level of the bridges are that it crosses, and there's a nice, nasty wump up on the when you go across the bridge. So I guess along with fixing that, they're fixing the section of the road that was up on the other side of the intersection, and it was real bad, so maybe they'll get it all fixed. And then supposedly on the 12th, which is Saturday, they're supposed to start work on the road over in front of my house. See what that's going to do.
I know it's an inconvenience, but at least they are trying to work on the roads. It's nice to see that they're doing something. There's a lot of them that need work, that's for sure.
How that little dip that I dropped down into, it seems like to be a radio black hole a little bit, so. Oh, get back up on the top of this little hill over here. Yeah, they're working. The thing about it is, they come through about a month ago, and they put up signs and said they were going to work bridge work ahead, and then they closed off the road for 2 days, and they went down there and did 3.5 hours of work on the second day, and then they took all the barricades up and took them all away, and I don't know what they did on the bridge. I couldn't tell what they did. They spent, like I said, they spent 3.5 hours down there and have no clue exactly what they did. And now they've got one of these signs that has the messages on it that says that effective June 12th, which is Saturday, there'll be delays on this road as they're doing road work. Now, I don't know what the heck they're going to do. And if they were going to replace the bridge, they'd close the road. Oh, well, you never know what the highway department's going to be doing. And it is a state road, so it's the highway, South Carolina DOT, that's doing the repairs or having it contracted because it's not a county road, so Spartanburg County doesn't take care of it.
Always a question whose responsibility it is, and one's going to point the finger at the other, and the other's going to point the finger back, but there's a road over here close to the house, Gross Meadow. That bridge has been under construction for, I think, over a year now. Last time it flooded big, it done some damage to it, and they shut it down. And guy said they couldn't do anything to the bridge because the power line was in the way, and they were waiting on Duke Energy to move the power line. And it took them almost a year to do that.
Considering all the storms we've had in the last 6 or 8 months, it does not surprise me that Duke Energy, because they've been having to even bring in crews from out of state in some areas to help get power back on. I know that for a fact. And that's why one of the things I'm planning to do this summer is put me a Generac on my house, whole house generator, so I can don't end up being without power anymore. I hate that when that happens. So we'll see where it goes from there and get it all done. But it's going to be interesting because I don't know what they're going to do. They're not saying the road will be closed over here. They're just saying there will be delays. And I'm not sure what kind of delays they're going to have for somebody, what they're going to be going through here, whether they're going to be resurfacing the road and resurfacing over the top of the bridge or what. WU2T Mobile.
See, no telling, but I'm sure they're going to get it squared away. And hopefully it'll be better when they get done, and you'll have a smooth ride coming through there.
I'm just trying to figure out where this truck is going with all this. He's got a bunch of stuff on the back of the truck, and he's got one of those little small cranes that works off the back of it. And it looks like he's got loaded with all kinds of scaffolding and deck boards to go on the scaffolding. And I have no clue where you'd be headed down on this way because there's no businesses along my road, and I don't think they'd need that for a house. And I haven't seen any signs that they're going to be doing work on this school over here, so I think he's lost.
Possibility he's lost then. But I can tell you, when you get the generator hooked up on the house, you'll be happy with that. When we built our house, we put one in on it, and that's been a lifesaver. Anytime the power goes out, fired up, we're right back operational, heat, air, TV, it don't matter. It just comes right back on.
I like that because over here where I live, every time we have really strong storms during the summer, there are trees that get taken down over here, and I know exactly where they're going to take down. I know exactly where they're going to go down and the weather they're going to take where they'll take the power line out. So when the power goes out my house, I can get in my car and drive about 3/4 of a mile up the road, and I know exactly where the tree come across the power line. It's the same place every time. And And the same in the wintertime. If we get icy storms over here and the power goes off, same place. One of these days they'll figure out that a 10-foot either side of the power lines is not enough of a right-of-way.
Yeah, we're about the same way. I think we're toward the end of the line, so if anything happens over our way, it's usually a while before they get the power turned back on. And plus, too, we're off the road a good way, so if something happens between the transformer up at the road and down toward our house, it's going to be a long time before they come fix it, unless it's just... But, Rusty, I am about to destinate here at the house, so I have enjoyed talking with you. It's been a pleasure as always. I'll say 73s, and I will be clear on your final, and I'm going to go in here and grab me some lunch.
I was just about to say 73 to you because I just pulled in the yard. I turned off the ignition, and I got to get out and get these few groceries I've got in the house because I got a couple of chilled things. So I need to get inside and get them back in the fridge. We'll talk to you later. Don't work too hard this afternoon. Catch you later. 73s, W2T clear. Form 2 Tango monitoring.
K4OIM, K1CJW, are you in there, Walt? K4OIM, K1CJW. Can you hear me, Walt? Sorry, K1CJW is clear but listening.
K1CJW, this is M4IQ.
Good, contact.
Just letting you know, you're getting out. I heard you calling the other party. Same here as Bill. I'm in Malden.
Yeah, please.
Just letting you know, you're getting out just fine. I heard you calling the other station. The name here is Bill. I'm in Malden right now.
Okay, you're coming in good, Bill. You got some static in the background, but you're readable. Go ahead.
You're a little noisy. I'm not sure what's going on, but I hear you fine. All right, I want to hold you, just letting you know you're getting out. M4IQ.
Thank you, Bill. M4IQ, K1CJW. Have a good day. Bye.
M4IQ, W2T. You're both noisy, Bill.
Yeah, and you are too. I think something's going on with the repeater or the propagation. Both, probably the repeater.
Yeah, probably. That's what I was thinking of and everything. So, how you doing, Bill? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I just upped my power. It's a bit of fire watch. It's probably, I don't know, probably 25 now. I can bring it up some more if you want. Oh, we're doing pretty good. I just went out to eat, dropped by Home Depot, got some parts for an antenna I'm playing with, and headed home.
Here at the house, gonna have me some lunch, have me a ham and cheese sandwich here in a little while, and I'll just messing around here on the computer right now and listening to see who's out on the radio, and generally taking it easy today. And I'll got a meeting tonight, but you know that's part of life with when you belong to several things.
Yep. Well, I went to my meeting yesterday, so I don't know, with me, now that I'm retired, the fewer the meetings, the better.
N0TR.
There goes the neighbor. No, hello, Tom. Now, I got a board meeting for my barbershop chat for tonight, so it's our monthly meeting, and it's on for tonight, so we're going to do it a Zoom meeting-wise, so we don't have to get out and drive. Hello, Tom. Go ahead. Pick it up.
This is your old TR. Well, good afternoon, Rusty. Good afternoon, Bill. And, oh, I was just wanting to check with you, Bill, and see if you forgot me.
I just haven't done anything yet. That's the best excuse I've got. But, I've been trying to decide the best thing, whether to try to solve your problem, by actually going over there or up on the computer. The problem is, not a software problem. It's something else, and I'll never find it just by looking up to your computer.
This is General TR. Well, that's fine business, Bill. No problem. I understand. I did download that Teams. Amy was over here. I think that's what you called it. But anyways, I got that and got a password. But just food for thought, and hope you and Elaine are doing fine. And Bernice and I are getting ready to go down to Amy's and take some groceries down there to her. We picked up at Sam's and Costco's yesterday. And I think we'll go out to eat too, Bill. Go ahead, Rusty.
And I think I'm just going to have my ham and I got some. I picked up some good Swiss cheese, and I got some good ham and I'm going to have a good ham and Swiss sandwich and some potato salad to go with it this afternoon. So that's what I'm going to do sitting here at the house. But like I said, I'm just looking at stuff on the computer here. Of course, both of them updated Windows yesterday, and I'm just trying to make sure that everything is still copacetic and everything that is running like it's supposed to, and trying to get it working, so make sure everything is working right. And it seems everything is doing, still controlling my radios and still running all my programs, so I think things are running along pretty good there. Go ahead, Bill.
Good news. I belong to several reflectors, and if you use FT8, a lot of people use JT Alert. And after the last update, and I'm sure it depended on what kind of machine you got, i.e. a 64-bit or a 32 or a, which one of the programs they're updating, whether it's Pro or whatever. But the reflector, the designer of the JT Alert program was saying that the latest update affected some of the computers, and he had affected the audio somehow. It wasn't just the settings, it was the audio itself. And so he was giving recommendations of what to do if you ran into a problem. Typically, I have very few problems with any of my computers when I get a Windows update. Now, that wasn't the case maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but it seems like they've done a lot better job making sure there's no problems when they have the updates now. I am now into Simpsonville, the wonderful world of Simpsonville. And it feels like I'm out at the beach with the temperature. There's a little bit of a breeze and the humidity. If I could close my eyes, I would say I'm at the beach. go ahead, Tom.
I believe you're absolutely correct. 84 degrees and 65% humidity out there is what my weather station says. Oh, boy. Heat index is 88, and I can believe that.
Well, gentlemen, I think I'll let you all go,
and I got to go ahead and change my clothes. We've been out in the garden. Bernice has been putting straw on all of the tomato plants, and I sprayed some bifenthrin on the backyard for the bugs. There must have been 500 of them little curly-looking worms out there on the driveway this morning. I had to get the blower out and blow them off. And, I sprayed some Roundup for yards on a few of the weeds. And spent most of from about 10 o'clock till about 12:30, I was out there, and then I fell asleep watching the news there a minute ago. But they say there's a good chance of showers and storms again this evening. And we've had over 2 inches of rain, so we're thankful to get that. Got the yard mowed just before it started that. Anyways, Bill, you take care, and Rusty, I'll let you take it, and I'll say 73s. Maybe we'll catch you guys out mobile in a while. Stay away from that ice cream place down there, Bill. You'll get fat. N4IQ with W2T in 0TR signed. Clear.
Yeah, we went there 2 days ago. Toby had his
dog Sunday, and I had a malt shake. Oh, their malt shakes are great there. But hold on just a minute, Tom. I want before we get together on that, that program is called Team Viewer. And before we get together on it, you need to look at some of the help files they have for Team Viewer. If you hold it just a second, I'll tell you what to look at.
I have it because I need to go out and see. I've got a tree limb or something hitting against the tree and against the house at the end down here, and I didn't know that. So I'm going to go out there and see what it's doing. Catch both of you later, Tom. Bill, both of you be careful out there on the road, and have a good one. And yeah, my updates work fine. I've got the older version of JT Alert. I don't have the most current one, and I haven't had any update, any problems. But with yesterday's update or this morning's update on the computer that does the radio work, I better try it out here and make sure it's all right. Then I may holler for you, Bill, and see what's happening. Talk to both of you later. N4IQ to take it. W2T.
Here. See you later, Rusty. Yeah, Bill, I'm Team Viewer, and I got it downloaded there.
Have you looked at any of their help files?
I haven't, Bill. You know how computer illiterate I am.
Well, before we do it, you need to look at them.
Get back later today. I'll take a look at that. Roger.
I got on my phone. Anyway, there was some documentation. It says Team Viewer, spontaneous support. And what it describes on there is what you, that would be Tom, you must do so that I can grab control of your computer. It tells you where on the screen you can look at it and that sort of thing. So you need to go back and review that so I can hook up to your computer.
Spontaneous support.
So spontaneous support.
Put that down, Bill. And I will take a look at it.
Okay. All right. Well, I had to stop, pull over so I could find that on my iPhone. All right. Let me get going here. I'm not that far from the house. You have a good day and have fun with your tomatoes. N4IQ.
Okay, Bill. And thank you so much. I didn't mean to be that much trouble to you. But it's that COMPORT 2 not communicating with the TS-590SG. So take care and drive carefully out there. Catch you down the line. N4IQ, N0TR, clear.
I probably will not be able to take care of without being there. So you need to troubleshoot that and find out why it's not working.
Does that Team Viewer tell me how to do that, Bill? Is that what you're saying?
No, Team Viewer will not. So what you need to do is go in there and find why that COMPORT is not working on your computer. And, I mean, you know, Team Viewer may or may not be able to find out. Something has changed there, and you need to figure out what it is.
Hard, but am I wrong on that?
It is virtual because you don't have any COMPORTs on your computer. So what you're using is a USB to COMPORT adapter. And if that adapter is not working properly, then that COMPORT, the virtual COMPORT, is not working. So that's the part you need to troubleshoot. That's hardware.
Well, I don't have anything external to my computer that's hooked into USB at all, Bill. Now, when I go down there, I have two different wires that come in to the USB. So it'd be one of those?
No, without looking at it. The TS-590 has a USB connection built into it. And that it may be using the COMPORT off that, I don't know. That's been 7 years ago, and I just don't remember.
Gosh almighty, 7 years ago. Well, I don't either, Bill, and thank God we got folks like you that got the smarts for this. But I will do my best to check that out and appreciate your help. Oh, I guess I could just break down and go buy a new 890S, couldn't I?
That's the solution, but you'd probably enjoy it.
I'd have to have you come up here and help me set it up, though, Bill.
Well, I tell you anymore, when you get a new rig, it's a work in progress. I got the ST991A when I replaced the TS2000. I bought it maybe, I guess, December or something like that, maybe November. And I still spent all day, yes, it must have been Tuesday, trying to figure out how to set up repeaters in it on 10 meters. In some of the menus, it's, I tell you, this equipment, some of the equipment now, you better plan on doing your homework or you'll never get the radios to work right.
You're absolutely right, and that's one of the reasons I don't like to change at my age. And I definitely don't have the smarts you do, Bill. But I would have thought you'd have been better off to buy another Kenwood. Heck, I'd have sold you my older TS-590 here, and you wouldn't have had to even change anything, see?
The difference there, the ST-991 has its multi-mode HF, UHF, VHF. And that's the reason I got that one. Kenwood does not make those anymore. They don't make a multi-mode HF, UHF, VHF. So that's why I bought the Yaesu. But it's not that hard. I enjoy learning new things. Keeps your mind active.
Well, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. That is a multi-mode, and I like Kenwood, but they fell behind on SDRs and stuff like that, Bill. You're quite correct. And but what I read, though, about that 890S, it's pretty incredible radio. And I don't think it's SDR even, is it?
Not SDR based. It is not SDR based, but it is digital. So, you know, it's a great radio. Just because it's SDR doesn't mean it's going to be better than a radio that's just classified as a digital with digital IFs and things. And that's probably, you compare an ICOM 7300, which is SDR, and a TS-890, no comparison. The 890 would run circles around it. But it's also about $2,000 or $3,000 more. But just because it's SDR doesn't mean it's going to be better. It's just a different way of designing something to do the same thing.
On there, I just presume that the SDR was better. But yeah, the engineering outfit that I can't think of right now that checks those things out and publishes it. Said it's the finest that he'd ever done. So, I don't know. I would say it's comparable to a 7800 that ICOM makes and a whole lot less money.
There's not going to be much out there that's better than the 890. What they failed to do is put a second receiver in it, which is now considered to be standard for something of that grade and that expense. And that's hurt them. Even though you can plug a 590 into it and it'll operate like a second receiver. But, you know, one of the best-selling radios right now is a FTDX-101D. And it is a hybrid. It's not all SDR. It's the front end and whatnot. They've taken the both of the best of both worlds have made a super radio for the price, the FTDX-101. So it's not just whether it's SDR or not. It's
you know, it's just the radio, how they use the different tools available to them.
That used to be the gold standard, that Yaesu, the good one. And how much money is that one, Bill, that FTDX-101?
I don't know. It's somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000. $2,200, I'm not sure. You go up online and look on DX Engineering or Ham Radio Outlet. But I think it's probably somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 above, like the radio that I got.
Would you choose the 890S or that one?
The 101 would be a little less expensive, but I really like that. I like the layout of it. I'm used to the menu now that I've got the 991. Probably, I'd really have to think about it, but probably the one I'd get was the FTDX-101.
Oh, Jesus. What was that old one in the old days? The Mike Papa, wasn't it? Something like that?
Oh, they still have a Mike Papa. It's, I think it's the FTDX-101MP. The original designer's name, I can't remember what it is, but it's typically a 200-watt. I think that's a 200-watt version.
Yeah, it is, and it has the power supply built into it. I had a friend back in Kansas that passed away recently, and he had one of those, and that was the gold standard back then as far as I was concerned, but it was just too much above my pay grade, Bill.
Like 7610s and 101s, you know. I mean, typically, if you're going to buy a top-end radio anymore, it's $3,000 to $5,000.
Does DX-101 have dual receivers on it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does, yeah.
They'll miss the boat then with their 890 because it's a fine radio. But I don't know if I'd have use for that. You got to, you know, really be into it like you are on contesting and that. I don't think it'd necessarily be an asset for what I do.
Not for contesting, second receiver. I'd be probably for DXing. And there's a lot of uses for it, but I would say contesting is probably one of the least ones. It would be more for DXing and well, that's probably the main version. I know you have go split, but when you have a second receiver, you know, ICOMP has a special feature in their second receiver called dual watch, which is really slick. All right, I'm home, and There's Oreo, my black and white kitty. That's another one that's adopted us. I don't know where these cats come from, but there must be a sign out there somewhere. N0TR, N4IQ.
Okay, Bill. I really enjoyed talking radios with you, and thanks for the info, and I'll catch you down the line. N4IQ, N0TR73, and I'm QRT.
I just say for N4IQ.